This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland Tuesday, Russia's invasion of Ukraine is part of a pattern of behavior by Russian President Vladimir Putin in which the nation uses military force to achieve its political aims. Speaking to the assembled political and economic leaders, Stoltenberg said in the case of Ukraine, the strategy has backfired. The NATO chief said Putin wanted less NATO on his borders and launched a war. Now he's getting more NATO on his borders and more members. Stoltenberg was referencing the decision announced last week by Finland and Sweden to seek NATO membership, which Stoltenberg called historic. He said it demonstrates that European security will not be dictated by violence and intimidation. Meanwhile, in the United States, a new poll suggests Americans' rising anxiety about the economy is replacing the war in Ukraine and sanctions against Russia as a top priority. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
According to a new poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, 51% of U.S. adults say the nation's priority should be limiting damage to the U.S. economy, while 45% say effective sanctions against Russia are more important. That's down from April, when 55% said punishing Russia for invading Ukraine was the top priority. So while the poll finds that broad support for Ukraine and U.S. sanctions has not faltered, the balance of opinion on prioritizing sanctions over the economy has shifted. 54% of Americans disapprove of Biden's handling of the U.S. relationship with Russia, while 45% approve. Figures that have held steady since the conflict began with a wide split between Republicans and Democrats. Respondents interviewed by the AP detailed how rising prices have forced them to cut back on driving and purchases. They want the White House to focus on domestic concerns. Jennifer King, Washington.
This is VOA News. Wrapping up his six-day trip to Asia, U.S. President Joe Biden used the war in Ukraine to send a message to China to uphold the fundamental principles of the international order. In remarks during a Tokyo summit with leaders of Japan, India, and Australia, the informal grouping known as the Quad, the president said territorial integrity and sovereignty, international law, human rights must always be defended regardless of where they're violated in the world. He said Russia's invasion of Ukraine heightens the importance of the administration's strategy goals to advance a free, open, connected, secure, and resilient Indo-Pacific. Biden spoke during the Quad meeting on his last day in Asia with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and newly elected Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. Biden said as long as Russia continues the war in Ukraine, the United States will work with its partners to help the global response because it's going to affect all parts of the world. Kishida echoed Biden's statement, saying Russia's invasion into Ukraine squarely challenges the principles which were enshrined in the UN, in the United Nations Charter. He said a similar incident should never be allowed to happen in the Indo-Pacific region. U.S. birth rates bumped up last year, but the number of babies born was still lower than before the COVID-19 pandemic. The modest 1% increase was a bit of a rebound from 2020. VOA's Tommy McNeil has details.
The modest 1% increase was a bit of a rebound from 2020. The first year of the COVID-19 pandemic witnessed the largest one-year drop in births in nearly a half century. Government officials think last year's uptick reflects pregnancies that were postponed during the early days of the pandemic. Deliveries were down in January last year, but improved as the year went on. But the government report released Tuesday shows there were still about 86,000 fewer births last year than in 2019. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Pakistani police Tuesday detained hundreds of supporters of former Prime Minister Imran Khan a day before he was due to lead an anti-government march in the capital, Islamabad, to press his demand for fresh elections. The crackdown was unleashed shortly after midnight with police units raiding homes of supporters of Khan's Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, or PTI, party in the country's most populous Punjab province in a bid to deter them from attending Wednesday's planned protest march. The 69-year-old Khan has promised to gather tens of thousands of supporters in the city, saying he will not leave until after the government announces a date for elections. He was ousted as prime minister following a no-confidence vote last month. Repeating this hour's top news story, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Russia's invasion of Ukraine is part of a pattern of behavior by Russian President Vladimir Putin. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer.